Hello, Capricorn. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your weekly reading for July 18th through the 25th. All right, Capricorn. Now, I pulled a couple general cards for the collective. So this is for everyone, just a kind of additional message. And I got the Four of Pentacles reversed, the Ten of Wands, the Seven of Pentacles, and the Two of Swords. This is saying to me that coming into focus this week might be your possessions, all right? And whether or not you own them or they own you, all right? There's a feeling of taking on more than, you know, biting off more than you can chew, or living beyond your means, all right? So that was just the overall message for the collective. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't, all right? But there's a feeling of, you know, a potential toxicity to these, to this ownership, to these possessions. All right, so let's move on. Now to your reading. I pulled a couple cards just to see what the general energy around the week is. And from what I'm seeing here, you are coming to terms with someone who is greedy, someone who maybe uses money for power. It's just not a very good energy, and they're emotionally imbalanced around this. Okay, and I see you wanting to come out of this conflict, and it looks like you will. All right, now I don't know how that's going to happen, or because you have the Nine of Wands here, it looked like maybe you were afraid to confront a situation, all right, or take control of it, or take control of yourself. However this resonates, but this has to do around a conflict that's already probably in progress, okay? So, let's get into it, and we're going to get something a little more specific here for the week. Specific but general, you know. This will not resonate with everyone. Also, remember, this could apply to someone you're dealing with, okay? Someone significant to you could be dealing with someone else like this. I mean, you know, the stories apply to you only. They're individual for all of us. So, let's find out what is going on, Spirit, for the Star Seed of Capricorn. Now, I'm going to pull these cards. I'm going to clarify these. And then we're going to go to the Prism Oracle deck and find out a little bit more energetically what's happening. The Spirit, what does Capricorn need to know about this week of July 18th through the 25th, please? What does Capricorn need to know about July 18th? What are the energies presented? Well, whatever's going on, someone's not talking. That could be that fear of not wanting to confront it or not being sure how to approach it. But you could be dealing with, you know, you could even be assisting a friend who's really just really off balance, and you want to help them, but you don't want to offend them. But you know they're wrong. Okay, or someone could be seeing you in this way. Okay, let's find out a little more, please, for Capricorn. Anything, Spirit? Are you going to tell us anything for Capricorn? I don't, Spirit said shuffle them again, or cut the deck, and let's see. Thank you. Is that better? What do you got for Capricorn? What messages do we have for Capricorn for the week of July? There we go. Thank you, Spirit. We got one. And we got two. All right, let's see what we got here. King of Wands reversed. Okay, this is someone is selfish and petty, could be vengeful, and you have temperance. This could be, you know, the characteristics that the King of Pentacles are displaying. There's definitely a lack of balance here, okay, and of patience. You could be running out of patience for this person at this point. You might be feeling like, you know, as a Capricorn, it's really not a stretch for you to just come straight out and be blunt with people, right? So, you might have been biting your tongue here. Yeah. Because you're seeing something for what it really is. Maybe you're not sure how this person will take it. You know, this could apply to anything. A friend, family member, this could be you, but I'm feeling more like you're dealing with someone like this. So let's get some more Spirit. What else have you got for Capricorn? It's making us wait here for a reason. It wants to make sure that you get the messages you're supposed to receive today. Okay, there they are. Thank you, Spirit. All right. So let's see what we have here, Capricorn. Let's break this down a little bit. We have, again, the King of Wands reversed, Temperance reversed, the Knight of Pentacles, the Ace of Pentacles, Six of Swords reversed, Page of Pentacles, and the Chariot reversed. Okay, so this has been a very slow-moving energy. Maybe it's been going on for some time. You know that this person needs a new direction or a new inspiration, new hope, all right? They're feeling trapped because they haven't moved away from it. There's Six of Swords reversed. This is kind of a youthful or maybe an immature energy around money or seeing opportunities for what they are, okay? Maybe not turning down viable opportunities. But they're still stuck. You have the Chariot reversed. Okay? Or maybe you are. Maybe this is you wanting to offer some kind of help or assistance to this person. But you know that they're not in the right frame of mind. And maybe you don't want to enable this kind of thought process or pattern or behavior, okay? So let's get some cards on the table to clarify this. We're going to find out, Spirit, why is the King of Wands reversed? You have the Seven of Cups reversed, okay? So, this person is seeing a lack of opportunity. And you're seeing through the delusion. You're seeing through the illusions that they're trying to present to you. You know, their reasoning or their logic, you know, how they're trying to justify. Temperance reversed is the Four of Cups, okay? they're refusing something. Maybe that's being offered to them from somewhere else or from you. Okay, you know, any kind of advice, maybe you've been trying to just hint at things or, you know, give subtle messages, and they're just not receiving, or they're too stubborn, because a King of Pentacles can be very stubborn and set in their ways, and they're not really trying to hear. Why is this Knight of Pentacles here? It's clarified with another Knight of Pentacles, so that's a double confirmation. They are definitely being offered something divine, and you're like, hello, wake up, answer the door, answer the call, do something, okay? Ace of Pentacles? Why is the Ace of Pentacles here? You could be getting really frustrated with this person. They could be turning down a job, career opportunity that would help you both in some way. Why is this Ace of Pentacles here, please, for Capricorn? An offer of partnership, okay? Two of Cups. Yeah, again, they could be turning down a very solid offer as a way to manipulate the situation, because again, I thought that King of Pentacles seemed a little imbalanced in his emotions, and so I'm not sure that he's thinking clearly here with the Seven of Cups. Let's see, why is this Six of Swords here reversed? Why is this Six of Swords reversed? Justice. Okay. Someone here is seeking justice, and they are staying put until they get it. This could be the Stubborn King. Okay. Maybe he's not moving because he has some point to prove where he's at. Why is this Page of Pentacles here, Spirit? Another Ace of Pentacles. Okay. So this really is a huge opportunity coming in. Could be for you. It could be for someone else. But someone's not taking it for some reason. Why is this Chariot? Why is this Chariot reversed? The Hierophant reversed. Okay. So someone this could be a corporate, this could be a big business opportunity here. Someone could be presented with. Alright. But there's some type of emotional imbalance around money or success. Maybe they feel it would disrupt their home life in some way. Let's see what the energies say in the 5D Spirit. For the Starseed of Capricorn, so you may be telling this person, you know, or yourself, hey, wake up and smell the coffee. This is, this could be it for you. And if you have to leave something behind, so be it. All right, it's time to live for your own dreams and aspirations, Capricorn. If this is you, okay. Maybe right now someone controls the purse strings. Or the people you work for are, you know, playing around with negotiations trying to play the system to their advantage, maybe. Okay. So where is Capricorn this week of July 18th through the 25th place? Coming out of sadness, all right? So you may have been feeling a little depressed and sad about this situation. What's crossing sadness, please, for Capricorn? What is crossing sadness? Comfort. Well, I'm sure it doesn't make you very comforted to know that any part of this, you know, that someone else's emotional instability is creating a problem for you, or, you know, you feel like some truth needs to be told, like you need to tell somebody straight out. It might make them uncomfortable, I don't know. Let's see. So your challenge is abundance, all right? Maybe you're not feeling very abundant right now. What's coming in to assist? There's a lack mentality here. Determination reversed. That's interesting. Well, someone could be determined to either self-sabotage, this feels like self-sabotage, okay? And you definitely don't want to deal with this if it affects you directly. You know, if this is like a significant other where your finances are kind of intertwined in any way. And if it's a work situation, which it very well could be, there could be something going on higher up that's affecting you. There could be someone... like I said, manipulating the system or cooking the books, something like that. So let's find out what the potential outcome, please, for Capricorn is. What is the potential outcome for the star seed of Capricorn? Balance, okay? So somewhere by the end of the week, some balance is going to be restored in this situation. Someone is going to figure out that what they're being offered, the negotiation, the terms, might not be for them, okay? Maybe they'll see through it and refuse the offer here with the Four of Cups. But if they've been in any kind of delusional state or any kind of emotional imbalance, they could be seeing things in a negative light where it should be positive, okay? So, Capricorn, that's all my messages for you for this week. I hope you enjoyed this message and your week. And I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.